Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's subject, move over, Burger King. Donald Trump is now the new home of the Whopper. Let's get right to it. The most egregious Whopper served up by the Orange One on Wednesday night in New York City at the Military Forum with Hillary Clinton was his denial of ever supporting the Iraq war invasion. He is recorded on audio while appearing on the Howard Stern Show in 2002, before the Iraq invasion, as giving his unequivocal approval of such an invasion. A lack of effort by the moderator, Matt Lauer, during Wednesday night's military forum to launch any kind of follow-up to counter Trump's assertion was a complete breakdown in journalistic integrity. Another major whopper on Wednesday night by Trump was his bombast that he would fire a good many generals as they had been reduced to rubble by President Obama and thus not fit for continuing in their current roles as military officers. Yo, Donald, generals do not serve at the pleasure of the politicians as they are tenured military staff. They are not subject to civilian prerogatives regarding their employment while in military service. Yet another whopper by Trump, a most irksome assertion by the factually challenged candidate, was his contention that he had successfully forced the resignation of a certain Mexican governmental official during his quick visit with the Mexican president for those ill-fated discussions on Trump's proposed border wall between Mexico and the United States. There is absolutely no evidence to support this claim by Trump, and it was completely superfluous, irrelevant, and inappropriate at this major military forum in front of a military crowd. The most disgusting whopper, however, is Trump's statement that he stood behind his 2013 assertion that essentially blamed the epidemic of sexual assault in the military on the fact that women are now allowed to serve alongside men. Quote, "There are many people that think that's absolutely correct," unquote, Trump said. But the biggest ongoing whopper by the king of whoppers is his insistence that Mexico agreed or is amenable or will be amenable to paying for his U.S.-Mexican border wall. Even after a brief sit-down with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, Trump continued to reiterate that the subject of the wall was not really discussed, only to be contradicted later by the Mexican president that he did, in fact, unambiguously indicate at the very outset of their sit-down meeting that he informed Trump that Mexico would never, ever agree to any such proposal. And yet later in the day, when Trump continued to assert that Mexico was agreeable to making such a payment, the Mexican president finally took to Twitter to affirmatively deny that anything of the sort had transpired. To sum it all up in a concise phrase, Trump is always resorting to the little ploy. There are many people, or some people, you get it. It doesn't matter what the assertion is or how incredulous it is. The Donald just adds in those magic words, quote, "there are many people," unquote, and or, quote, "some people," unquote, to complete his factual falsehood. He can do this in his sleep. Donald, come November the 8th, 2016, you'll have all the time in the world for sleep. You can squeeze in all the sleep you can stomach on that very nice long vacation that you yourself alluded to several weeks ago while openly opining that if you lost, you would return to your very nice life and take the very nice long vacation. You can call it a Trumpcation. Ha, ha, ha. Neener, neener, neener. Oh, not to forget, but I believe by November, the federal district court that is handling the Trump University lawsuit will just about be ready to begin the trial proceedings. Bon appetit, Donnie boy. Concludes another riveting podcast episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.